Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments, quarter day, Tuesday, June the 5th. The grains closed mixed with July corn up 3 cents, closing at 383 and three quarters. July beans down a half a cent, closing at 1001 and a quarter. July wheat up 4¾ cents, closing at 510. A little bit of a turnaround Tuesday day here. Corn and wheat higher. The beans were a nickel higher with 10 minutes to go, and then the funds decided to sell some meal, oil, and the beans, and then down we went. The November beans did close up a penny on the day, so a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday there as well. But certainly a day of a lot of choppiness in this market. The wheat at one point was 12 or 13 cents higher on the day. We broke as much as a dime, if about a dime off of those highs. So not particularly great there. The beans broke a nickel late. So it's kind of a mixed bag here. The two rumors were, first we had the Mexican tariffs on the pork. That sent the pork down. We were down about 270, I think, in July hogs at one point. We came back, rallied almost $2 off the lows in the July hogs. But that was mainly on the strength in the cattle market. The Chinese, about 9:30, came out and said that they would take $50 billion of U.S. ag products, ag and energy. That seemed to be what was the first rally at about 9:30 or so. Then we broke off of that, rallied back, broke off, rallied back, broke again late. So I guess the market either didn't believe it or didn't think Trump was going to accept it. So it's really hard to get a handle on what today's action was all about. When it's all said and done, I think it was just a little bit of turnaround Tuesday. If beans close under 10 bucks anytime this week, if we close July corn under 380, if we close July wheat under 5 bucks, it's an indication that these markets can move a lot lower. Now, of course, on any given day, the president can make some kind of announcement that he's signed a deal or he's reached an agreement or something, and that'll obviously send these markets straight up. But until we see that, I think you've got to be on the defensive here. The weather, a little bit dry, certainly in Texas, Oklahoma, parts of Kansas, into Iowa, into Missouri. They do need some rains there, but it's not critical right this minute, particularly outside of Kansas and Oklahoma. But it is dry in that southern plains, central southern Midwest area, and they could use some rain, so people are keeping an eye on that. But for the most part, the rest of the country looks like it's got pretty good weather. We'll finish up corn and beans, I think, this week. And I think the crops are off to a good start for the most part. So I don't see any real fundamental issues out here for the time being. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.